Shout it loud, hallelujah.
Okay, hallelujah, Lord.
Let the person who appreciates the power of God shout the loudest, hallelujah. If you are happy that the Lord has preserved your life, this last manna water service of this year, shout the loudest, hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Jehovah Almighty. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Jehovah Almighty.
We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Jehovah Almighty. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Jehovah Almighty.
Sing it loud.
We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Jehovah Almighty.
Hallelujah.
We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Jehovah Almighty.
John. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Jehovah Almighty. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Jehovah Almighty.
We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Jehovah Almighty. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We thank Jehovah Almighty.
Oh, Lord, we are very, very grateful for all you have done for us. Oh, Lord, we are very, very grateful. We are saying thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Oh, Lord, we are very, very grateful for all you have done for us. Oh, Lord, we are very, very grateful. We are saying thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, Lord, we are very, very grateful for all you have done for us. Oh Lord, we are very, very grateful. We are saying thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Oh Lord, we are very, very grateful. For all you have done for us. Oh Lord, we are very, very grateful. We are saying thank you, Jesus.
Have a Father who will never ever fail. Have a Father who will never ever fail. Jesus is my Father who will never ever fail. Rock of ages, never ever. I have a Father.
I have a Father. He will never ever fail me. I have a Father. He will never ever fail me. Jesus is my Father. He will never ever fail me. Rock of ages, never ever fail.
I have a Father.
I have a Father. He will never ever fail me. I have a Father. He will never ever fail me. Jesus is my Father. He will never ever fail me. Rock of ages, never ever fail.
I have a Father.
I have a Father. He will never ever fail me. I have a Father. He will never ever fail me. Jesus is my Father. He will never ever fail me. Rock of ages, never ever fail.
Oh, Chuala ya mama.
Chuala ya mama.
Jesus,
oye ne me makibu, nani gikara ni me ala busrumbulata. Jesus, oye ne me makibu, nani gikara ni me ala busrumbulata.
Jesus, oye ne me makibu, nani gikara ni me ala busrumbulata.
I'm bold, I'm strong, for the Lord my God is with me. I'm bold, I'm strong, for the Lord my God is with me. Hallelujah.
I am not afraid.
Hallelujah.
I am not dismayed.
Because I'm walking in faith and victory.
Because I'm walking in faith and
for the Lord.
For the Lord. My God is with
me. I'm bold, say it loud and clear.
I'm bold, I'm strong, for the Lord my God is with me. I'm bold, I'm strong, for the Lord my God is with me.
Hallelujah.
I am not afraid.
Hallelujah.
I am not
afraid. For I'm walking.
Because I'm walking in faith and victory. Because I'm walking in faith and victory. For the Lord, my God, is with
me. One more time, one more time, more.
I'm bold, I'm strong. For the Lord, my God, is with me. I'm bold, I'm strong. For the Lord, my God,
hallelujah.
I am not afraid.
Shout hallelujah!
Hallelujah!
All eyes closed. Father, we thank you for a time like this. Before your feet. We thank you for what you have been doing at the Mana Water Services. Right from the inception of the program. We thank you for the greater works that you have promised. Accept our thanks in the name of Jesus. Father, we are gathered as this final Mana Water Service for this year
2018.
Lay your hands upon us by fire, by power. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Minister unto your people. And do great and marvelous works. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. In louder, amen. Let's have us. God bless you. Today,
Loni
is the first edition. Of the Mana Water and Deep Deliverance Services. And so it's important that when you are coming for this program, to observe the fasting and break your fasting with the Mana Water. And it's also important that you listen very carefully to what is said there at Mana Water Services now, why these series are on. Praise the Lord.
Okay, hallelujah.
The anatomy of deep deliverance. deliverance. The anatomy of deep deliverance. And that will make us go into two working scriptures. The first one be the popular Daniel chapter 2. Daniel chapter 2.
Daniel Leori Keji.
Verse 22. This is to establish a fact, a spiritual fact. Daniel 2:22. It says this. Daniel 2:22. He revealed the deep and secret things. He knoweth what is in the darkness. And the light dwelleth with him. He revealed the deep and secret things. Meaning there are certain things in our world that are shallow. There are certain things in our world that are surface. But then there are certain things in our world that are deep. Very, very deep. Deep things. They are also secret things. The only person who has the power to reveal them is the Almighty God. That is to establish that there are deep things. There are surface things. There is deep pain. There is deep affliction. There is deep discouragement. There is deep sorrow. Deep strife. Whereas there are surface ones of all these matters. In Psalm 42 now, verse 7. Psalm 42, verse 7. Now opens our understanding more. He says, deep call it unto deep. That's where we stop. Deep call it unto deep. That is, if something is deep, you have to be deep to address it. If something is deep, you need to be deep too to deal with it. Surface will call onto the surface. And deep will call onto the deep. This thing we are saying today will make me to tell you one of my favorite stories. To encourage you and to advise you tonight that you should not masquerade under anything. You should not masquerade under anything. Come open unto God. No matter who you are, no matter your position, then God is able to help you. There was this boarding school. Boarding school. It is a rule. Nobody goes out at night. But, you know, boys are very, very funny. They play a lot of trances. So, people see smuggle themselves out at night. And they smuggle back into the school. So if you go out at night, they go out to attend parties. And then run back to school. So if you go out at night, there are only two ways to enter back into the school. You either climb the tall gate at the front. And that tall gate has a lot of barbed wire on top of it. Many times the barbed wire has injured boys.
So
you scale and climb that high gate.
Open and go.
Then you jump down to the school compound. Then you run across the field to the dormitory where they sleep. That is route number one. Route number two is slightly more dangerous than that. Route number two is a low wall at the back of the principal's house. So if you take that route, you jump to that low wall, you enter into the corridor of the principal. And then you run into the field to your dormitory. There was a boy called Jones. Jones went to a party at night. Jones did not want to pass through that gate. So he went to the principal's place. He jumped the low wall. As he ran, was going to run through the principal's corridor. This is 1 a.m. at night. He found that the principal was sitting at the corridor reading a book. So quietly, he went under the bed that was on the corridor. 1 a.m. 2 a.m. Principal was still reading. Jones was under the bed. 3 a.m. Principal was still reading. Jones was under the bed. Mosquitoes were biting him. But he could not slap himself for fear of attracting the attention of the principal. He stood there under the bed, lying down under the bed. 4 o'clock. Principal was ready. Jones was under the bed. 5 a.m. Principal now packed his book from his table. And as he headed to his room, he said, Jones, anytime you get out of from under that bed, report in my office.
You're just in the office,
here was Jones trying to hide, not knowing that he had been seen right from the time he got inside.
It's
the same thing that some people come to church and hide from the Almighty. A lot of people go for deliverance, but many times the deliverance fails. I wonder why, after the deliverance, why is there no change? There are many reasons why deliverance could fail. Number one, the deliverance candidate may not want to be delivered. As strange as it sounds, some people do not really want to be delivered. Some do not want to lose their strange powers. They don't want to lose the privileges and counterfeit of the negative authority they have. They don't want to lose the advantages those things give to them. A person may be under an evil influence. They are not really willing to be free. Some also do not want to be delivered. Because their conditions attract extra sympathy. An extra kindness from family and friends. When a person really does not want to be delivered, attempts at deliverance may result in failure. A friend of mine has laid hands on a woman before praying for her. Bind and cast out every familiar spirit. Bind and cast out every spirit of this and spirit of that. My father, the woman was just looking at him. Not saying amen. So my friend said, "Madam, you are not saying amen." Pastor, I did not ask you that I need deliverance of familiar spirits. I say I have headache. That's what I said. Who sent you to familiar spirits? So that one doesn't want to be free. So it's just there pretending. So many don't want to be free, so it's difficult to free them. So when a person comes sometimes for deliverance, it is good to ask, do you really want to be delivered? Did you notice the funny question of Jesus? So, will thou be made whole? What kind of question is that? The one has been there for 38 years.
Jesus
had to ask him. Jesus asked another blind man. What do you want me to do for you? They have to say it with their mouth. What do you want me to do for you? It was at Tafa Balewa Square. Many, many years ago. There was a powerful crusade going on inside that Tafa Balewa Square. The blind was seeing, the lame was walking. All kinds of strange deliverances were taking place. But I was a blind man who was at the gate of the Tafa Balewa Square. He never entered into the crusade one day. He just stood at the gate begging. The final day of the crusade, one overzealous brother, he saw him. So, Mr. Man, God is doing wonders at the crusade and you are begging here. So he laid hands on him. So in the name of Jesus, receive your sight. The brother just prayed. It too wasn't really expecting me to have. All of a sudden, the man said, "Hey, I can see." Everybody coming to the crusade started jumping up. We expected that it's the blind man who will jump up most. But he started crying. See now. Who asked you to open this
eye?
Do you know how much money I make here? There was a man who did not really wish to be free. That is responsible for deliverance failures. A woman goes for deliverance. You run there because men are always running after you. But after praying for a while, if I do this deliverance. People will not be running after me again. So you drop that aspect. Go to another deliverance. There will be no deliverance. So that's point number one. Deliver somebody, a deliverance candidate who really does not want to be delivered. Reason number two. Why there is deliverance failure? It's lack of information.
I need you.
Insufficient information.
I need you too.
Deliverance ministration will fail if the deliverance candidate does not open up enough to divulge necessary information. Some are ashamed of the things they ought to talk about. So they don't give relevant details to help the pastor. Some are very proud and arrogant. Others fail to realize that aspects of their past, they are relevant for them to receive full deliverance. The Bible says, through knowledge, the righteous will be delivered. Listen carefully, beloved. Whatever is not known or is concealed remains in the dark. And the dark is the territory of Satan. Territory of Satan. And since it's territory of Satan, it's not brought to the light, it cannot be exposed. So if you are hiding like Jones, the disadvantage is yours. This is number three. It's lack of repentance and insufficient brokenness. Sin opens the door for demonic invasion. Unrepentant sins provides the basis for demonic stronghold. Without repentance, some demons can never be dislodged. And some captivity will not end. The Bible says the Lord is near to those who have broken hearts. And save such as have contrite spirits. One may say the right words without really having the heart and spirit of repentance. When you repent, you break a stronghold that will dislodge the enemy. The fourth reason is not using the right words or weapons. Words and spiritual weapons produce better results. Praying without using the right words or spiritual weapons may result in failure. Some demons respond to some weapons and they don't respond to another weapon. Five. Absence of fasting. Some demons do not go except there is fasting. Jesus Christ made that very clear in Matthew 17:21.
This
kind does not go out. This kind does not go out except by prayer of fasting. So there are some demons that will move if you don't fast. I feel sorry for those who cannot do ordinary palm or singers fast. I feel sorry for those who are even dodging small fasting that to help them.
Six.
unbelief.
I babo.
Lack of faith.
I need babo.
When there is no faith. And doubt is present. The word spoken or commands given to those demons may be ineffective. Doubt and unbelief can negatively affect the result of deliverance. When you are doubting whether you can ever be free, when you keep saying this has prayed for me, that prayed for me, this prayed for me, that prayed, that has prayed for me all over the place, six is insufficient prayers. When prayer is not enough, you are not getting anywhere. When prayer is inadequate, the person will not get anywhere. When you underpray, you won't get anywhere. Insufficient prayer investment may cause deliverance to fail. Sometimes deliverance happens in a second. Sometimes you need to persevere in prayers. In other words, the prayer ministration must continue and continue and continue. With sufficient prayer for long enough time, the deliverance takes place. You may say, why is that so? This is a pulpit at the front of this place. If I give you a hammer, I said, destroy this. Unless you are super, super powerful, you cannot use one hammer blow to destroy this one. Several blows at it. But each blow you give is weakening it. Same with prayer. That's why Jesus said, pray without ceasing. Because each prayer is weakening the enemy.
It's
weakening the enemy. And if as you continue praying, one day, that thing you have been battling with the armor will suffer the last blow.
You are abamo
and collapse.
As you woo,
but you need to keep on.
Keep
on. And the value of the prayer we pray together.
Iwulo awon adura agbapo.
Over a single man prayer is a lot.
Lori adura teyan kan dagba kokere o.
If there is a bird now, a bird.
Bi eye kan ba wa.
And I give you stone.
Stone
this
bed.
You may throw your first stone and miss. You may throw all your 5 stones or 10 stones and still miss. But in a united prayer, the kind of prayer we pray, when about 5,000 people take stone and stone one bird, there is no way that bird will escape. That's the power of united prayer. So in deliverance, that people pray together. In church, people pray together. The prayer is like all of us throwing stones at the same time. The Bible says when the apostles prayed together in the upper room, the place where they were gathered was shaking. Shaking together. When people are praying and buildings are shaking, which demon will stand?
The
building is shaking. The prayer is shaking building. I'm praying for somebody here. That tonight, you will pray prayer that will get you results. In the name of Jesus, let your amen roar like thunder. 8. Why deliverance fails? Is absence of follow-up action.
I need our láti tẹ̀lé àdúrà rẹ.
No follow up.
Like I see greater to tẹ̀lé.
Many deliverance ministrations fail.
Ọ̀pọ̀lọpọ̀ iṣẹ́ ìránṣẹ́ ìtúsílẹ̀ ló mẹ́ẹ̀.
Because the counter attack of the demons took them unawares.
Nítorí pé ìṣígunpadà ẹ̀mí èṣù ó bá wọn lábo.
Because the Bible says,
if any we pay,
the unclean spirit will go and gather more power to come and fight.
Ẹ̀mí ẹ̀mọ́ yóò lọ kó agbára jọ sí láti jà padà.
When an evil spirit leaves a person, it doesn't go far.
Nígbà tí ẹ̀mí ẹ̀mọ́ bá bí ènìyàn sílẹ̀ kí lọ jìnà.
So after deliverance,
lẹ́yìn ìtúsílẹ̀,
the counselee should be told.
Ẹni tó wá fún ìtúsílẹ̀ yá nílò láti sọ fún.
You must maintain the habit of righteousness.
Pé o gbọ́dọ̀ tẹ̀síwájú nínú ìwà mímọ́.
Habit of Bible reading.
Ìwà kíkà Bíbélì.
Prayer and fasting.
Àdúrà àti àwẹ̀.
Regular fellowship.
Wíwá sí ilé ìjọsìn.
Running away from sin.
Sísáfẹ́ṣẹ̀.
All those Jezebelian things you took away when you were going for deliverance, you should not go back to them.
Gbogbo ẹrù Jezebeli tó já sọnù nígbà tó lọ fún ìtúsílẹ̀, o gbọ́dọ̀ padà sí wọn.
Because those things are strong enough to get the enemy back into your life.
Nítorí pé àwọn nǹkan wọ̀nyẹn lágbára tó láti pe ọ̀tá padà wọ inú ayé rẹ.
How can somebody hope to maintain or retain deliverance?
Báwo lèèyàn á ṣe máa rò pé ìtúsílẹ̀ wọn á dọjú alẹ́?
When the ear on your head.
Nígbà tí irun orí rẹ.
What you call weaver.
Ọ̀yẹ́wúyẹ́wù tó so mórí.
Was the ear on the head of a woman.
Irun tí wọ́n bá kúrò lórí obìnrin kan.
Who cut it off to donate it to the idol for the idol to answer her prayer.
Ó ké irun orí rẹ̀, ó sì lọ fi jèbó òòṣà kan. Láti lè rí ìdáhùn ohun tó fẹ́ lọ́dọ̀ òrìṣà yẹn.
So the idol, the priest sold off the air.
Àwọn tó wá ń bójú tó òòṣà yẹn wá ta irun yẹn.
And they brought it to our country.
Wọ́n sì kó wá sórílẹ̀-èdè tiwa.
Some foolish people are buying it.
Àwọn tó fẹnu ọra wà lọ ń kówó rà.
Attaching it to their head, the symbol of their destiny.
Wọ́n so mọ́ orí tiwọn, àpẹẹrẹ àyànmọ́ wọn.
And they hope to be delivered.
Wọ́n lérò fáwọn àwárí ìtúsílẹ̀.
No.
Bẹ́ẹ̀ kọ́.
You have opened doors for the demons to attack you.
Nítorí wọ́n ti ṣílẹ̀kùn sílẹ̀ fún àwọn ẹ̀mí èṣù láti gbógun tì wọ́n.
Open doors for it.
Wọ́n ṣílẹ̀kùn sílẹ̀ fún.
And this is a serious matter.
Eléyìí jẹ́ ọ̀rọ̀ tó le.
I'm praying.
Mo ń gbàdúrà.
That all this, I want to look fine.
Pé
gbogbo
mo fẹ́
jọjú,
mo fẹ́ rẹwà.
I hope that spirit will not destroy so many people in Jesus' name.
Mo gbàdúrà pé ẹ̀mí yẹn ò ní pa ọ̀pọ̀lọpọ̀ ènìyàn rú.
That's how the Bible says beauty is vain.
Ìdí nìyẹn tí Bíbélì fi wí pé asán ni ẹwà.
Beauty is vain.
Asán ni ẹwà.
I want you to understand this very well.
Bẹ́ẹ̀ lè yí èyí dáadáa.
The last reason I want to give.
Ètò kẹ́yìn.
Why deliverance fails.
Ìdí tí ìtúsílẹ̀ fi mẹ́hẹ.
Is because it is deep.
Òun ni pé ó jinlẹ̀.
And we are addressing it surface wise.
A sì ń dojú kọ bí ohun òrèfé.
It is deep.
Ohun tó jinlẹ̀ ni.
But we are addressing this surface wise.
Ṣùgbọ́n àwa ń dojú kọ bí ohun òrèfé.
Right there where you are.
Níbi tó wà yẹn.
That is a powerful prayer. I want you to pray.
Àdúrà kan tó lágbára ń bẹ tí mo fẹ́ kó o gbà.
This prayer has helped millions of people.
Àdúrà yìí ti ran ẹgbẹẹgbẹ̀rún àwọn ènìyàn lọ́wọ́.
Don't say I've prayed this before.
Má pe o ti gbà á rí o.
Pray it again tonight with fire and with power.
Gbà á lẹ́ẹ̀kan sí láṣálẹ̀ pẹ̀lú iná àti agbára.
Can you raise up your right hand to the heavens?
Na ọwọ́ ọ̀tún rẹ sókè ọ̀run.
And with a voice that roars like thunder and with anger.
Pẹ̀lú ohùn tó ń sọ bí àrá tó sì kún fún ìbínú.
We shout this loud and clear.
Gbígbé lè ló rárá.
Ọ̀nà sọ fí wúlò.
Ẹyẹ ẹlẹ́rù ibi.
Carry your load by fire.
Ẹgbẹ́ ẹrù yìí nípa iná.
In the name of Jesus.
Ẹgbẹ́ ẹrù Jésù.
Open your mouth and decree.
Lẹ́nu rẹ̀ kò pàṣẹ bẹ́ẹ̀.
This is not a night to negotiate. This is a night of deep deliverance.
Ashale tutila tutile ni.
In Jesus' name we pray.
Loruko Jesu la gbadura.
Sit down, beloved.
Ejoko ara.
When there are deep issues to address,
ti abanilo lati dojuko awon oro to jile,
God
Olorun,
who is a kind God,
oje Olorun alaanu,
knowing that
to mo pe
many of us
uko wa
we are not patient enough,
a o ni suru to,
consecrated enough,
a o yara wa soto to,
serious enough,
a o mura giri to,
to hear the voice of heaven,
lati gbo ohun orun.
He now runs a school in the middle of the night. That school is called the school of dreams. Your dream is your spiritual monitor. Tells us what is going on in your life in the spiritual realm. When there are deep issues going on, and the Lord says that you are not getting it, then when you get under that sleep anesthesia, it comes in the night to try and explain to you. Whether you understand it or not is another thing. When you, in a dream, you are looking at a mirror, but you are seeing a face different from your face.
So you
have to, you need a deep deliverance. It means you are not you.
It will come here.
You've been exchanged.
What if I
you are in a dream? You are married on earth. You have husbands. You have wives. You have children. But you always see yourself in this another setting of another wife, another husband, another group of children in the dream. It's a deep deliverance case. Because it means you are living a double life. And there is no way that spirit one will not affect the physical one. There is no way it won't happen. It calls for deep deliverance. You may brush it aside and say, it doesn't mean anything. A person in a dream, you see parts of your body missing. In real life, all your body parts are complete. But now some parts are missing. It means there is a satanic surgery that has taken place in your life. The person is dreaming. You are being pursued. You run, they run. They fly. You hide, they hide. You swim, they swan. Then you are dealing with enemies that have mastered your operations. It's a deep deliverance. You see yourself in labor, and you delivered a non-human material. It calls for deep deliverance. It means you are spiritually pregnant. You may not know, you are spiritually pregnant. You see yourself in a dream getting married to your father or your mother. It's very deep. It means there is a witchcraft soul tie somewhere. See yourself sleeping with your mother, sleeping with your father in the dream. It means there is an ancestral spirit spouse. You see yourself vomiting strange things. Serpents, worms, cowries. It means there is an internal spiritual cage.
O tumo si pe ago temi o nbe ninu re.
You had a dream.
Olada,
you are being pursued by headless creatures.
Ori pe awon eda ti o ni ori won le pa re.
Headless creature.
Awon eda ti o ni ori.
It means that you have some senselessly destructive enemies.
O tumo si pe o ni awon ota pa nirun kan ti ko lopolo.
I'm just giving you examples. I can give you about 1,000 that indicates that a deep deliverance is necessary. When the deliverance is not deep enough, when it calls for deep deliverance and is not done, the deliverance fails. When you apply surface shallow deliverance to deep deliverance, of course, it does not work.
So
definitely there are deep troubles. There are secret troubles. But only the deep can reach the deep. Just as minerals like gold, diamond, oil are not found on the surface, you have to dig deep for them. Deep deliverance requires digging deep. As a rule, problems cannot be solved at the level of awareness that created them. You need a higher level of awareness. Deep deliverance. I'm praying tonight that the God who knows all things will cause deep and massive deliverance in the life of his people in the name of Jesus. Nature, amen, Lua, like thunder. There are 7 major departments of deep deliverance. One, which is where we may stop tonight. Continue the second series next week. One, sexual bondage. Sexual bondage. Sexual immorality is a very effective satanic device to enslave people and to attract the judgment of God. Sexual immorality brings about the transference of some spiritual traits. Like poverty, demotion, insanity, failure, epilepsy, and so on and so forth. When you sleep with a man or a woman, it is not a physical exercise, it is a spiritual thing. Therefore, you share the demons of the person. If the person has 200 demons, you also share part of the 200 demons. And if you are a man that goes around sleeping with this, sleeping with that, you just fragment your life all over the place. Sexual immorality implies a covenant. It implies a soul tie.
It implies exchange of blood. Whenever you have sex outside marriage, you have entered into the spiritual realm illegally. Because sex is a spiritual thing, not physical. You join yourself to the spirit of allotry. You become one with that strange partner. You therefore automatically become a weapon in Satan's armory. You will take away something you did not have from that encounter of sex. And then you will leave part of yourself too behind. You deplete yourself and split your soul. Many men are failures now because they have contacted the spirit of failure through sex. Some of the greatest troublesome bondages where deep deliverance is required is acquired during sexual intercourse. Jacob faced Reuben.
Reuben.
Like the firstborn. But thou shalt not accept. Why? Sex. Thou shalt not accept. Sex. When a man is a gold man, a woman is a gold man, and keep sleeping around, you are giving out those virtues. This is why some women, if they want to be honest, the men that wasted your time when you were young, he's not very rich, but you are very poor. Meaning that they have stolen your virtues away and are prospering with it. Let tonight be a night where you fight like a warrior to recover everything that you have lost. Rise to your feet now. And all eyes closed. You obviously can see that we're not here to joke. We're here to strike hard. We are here to ensure that there is no evil carry over. All eyes closed. But you see, if you are here tonight and you are not born again, you have not surrendered the life to Jesus, this is so very quickly. Because without doing that, the prayers cannot be of help to you. Just see what I'm going to say after me. If you want to surrender your life to Jesus, say, Lord Jesus, I come before you tonight. Lord Jesus, come into my life. Take control of my life. As from today, I say bye bye to the devil. I enter into the kingdom of light. Amen.
Amen.
So say that short prayer with me. Immediately we close. Find a way to this altar. Thank you, Jesus. All eyes closed. As we pray this first prayer, please, if you are not concerned, don't come out. Don't come out for coming out sick. No. All eyes closed. As we pray this prayer, if you are in this meeting now, and someone lured you to the cemetery or to the graveyard, whether a prophet, an Egypt doctor, or a former boyfriend or sugar daddy, and you had sex in that cemetery, run quickly to this altar and be on your knees and pray the way you have never prayed before.
You can
see that we are here for serious business. We are not here to joke at all. Sex in the cemetery, sex in the graveyard. Cooking on the altar. And be on your knees. Everybody will shout this loud and clear. This is not a day to negotiate. This is not a day to even start thinking whether I should pray or I should not pray. This is a day you strike up with fire and with power. A day you strike up with all the power that you have. Also, if you are here, there was a time in your life they threw your clothes into water for whatever problem that you have. Find a way to this altar too and be on your knees. Pray the way you've never prayed before. Also, if you are here tonight, you drank the blood of animals before, find a way straight to this altar. This is not a joking matter. And pray the way you've never prayed before. This is a powerful prayer. Sounds strange, but it's powerful. Say, every seal of the enemy. Upon my problems.
Lori awon isoro mi.
When the enemy put a seal.
Bi ota ba ti edidi.
Upon a problem.
Sori isoro kan.
The problem becomes stubborn.
Isoro awon yo do lori koko.
Every seal of the enemy.
Gbogbo edidi ota.
Upon my problems.
Lori awon isoro mi.
Can you shout it loud? Your voice is not loud enough. Die! In the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray. Yes. 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 In Jesus' name we pray. Please, I want you to lose your temper as you pray this next prayer. We are making a lot of progress. I want you to be more aggressive and concentrate. Say, pass! Fighting my head. Can you shout this loud? Your time is up. In the name of Jesus. Something is happening tonight. This is not a night to negotiate. Open your mouth, open your mouth, open your mouth, open your mouth. In Jesus' name we pray. We are making progress, big progress. Battles that entered my life in the night. Can you say it with anger? Your turn! In the name of Jesus. Open your mouth. Basse katenda ya boshende la bokopola katende. Ribosoponde keye boshente. Bali katende la bokotonda. Makaya boshende raba. In Jesus' name we pray.
Glory to Jesus la gadura.
Those of you at the altar, begin to shake your head. Shake it vigorously. Stopping things up to the past. Right there where you are. Shake it vigorously. Yes. The serpent in the head. The serpent in the chest. The serpent in the womb. The serpent in the breast. The serpent in the stomach. Shake them out. Shake them out. Yes. Amen.
Amen.
This prayer.
I do like
it. If you pray it and you lose your voice, and you get the breakthrough, it's a deep deliverance prayer. Powers! Assigned to turn my tomorrow to sadness. Can you shout it loud? Your voice is not loud enough. Your voice is still not loud enough. Death! In the name of Jesus. Jesus. Bakatesetila kaya boshanda raba. Ribosoponde kaya boshende raba kota raba. In
Jesus' name we pray.
Loruko Jesu.
Anything planted in my life.
Ohunkohun ti won pe sinu aye mi.
Don't disgrace me.
Lati bi mi ja si.
Can you shout out loud?
E ki pe re lo rara.
Your time is up.
Death.
In the name of Jesus.
Loruko Jesu.
Open that mouth, open that mouth, open that mouth. Yes. Yes, yes. Jesus' name we pray.
Loruko Jesu.
A sevenfold amen. Let's bring out our manna water, please. And sing this song loud and clear. There is power. There is power. There is power in the blood of Jesus. Power there. Power. There is power. There is power in the blood of Jesus. Power there. Power,
there is power in the blood of Jesus.
Power,
there is power. There is power. There is power in the blood of Jesus.
Power. Father, in the name of Jesus. Father, in the name of Jesus. We lift our manna water up to you. Let this water become a yoke-breaking water. In the name of Jesus. Let this water destroy every plantation of darkness. Let this water dig deep and uproot every deep problem. In the name of Jesus, let this water scatter the plan of the enemy. Let this water scatter the plan of the oppressors. Father, let the Holy Ghost sanctify this water. Let it be a water of healing, deliverance, and power. Use it to shake down the sick tunnel and stronghold of the enemy. In the name of Jesus, blood of Jesus, enter into this water. Blood of Jesus, enter into the water. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. The Lord blesses you from Zion. Make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. You go from strength to strength and from glory to glory. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Father, every prayer request I answer them by fire. As we go into the end of this year, any tragedy, any sorrow left in this year is minus you and your family in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name we pray.
And
let us share the grace of fellowship.
Lord of God, this is the of the Holy Spirit. Be with us now, forevermore. Surely, goodness and mercy of all, holy grace of all, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever.
Seven miracle receiving, hallelujah, let's go.
Hallelujah, major.